Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulian on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, we honor dads in a hotline. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who says, no way this dude is Superman. It's Michael Feldman.
Yeah, he's not. That's Superman, and he is no Superman. Some British guy. Isn't he some British guy, this guy? The new Superman? Huh? What's with that?
It's 00 Superman?
Ridiculous. Well, you know, each week at this time, we read actual memos and other communications as well by actual listeners, just to prove we have them. Okay. Here we go. Well, this is up your alley. Canada.
Okay.
Canada stuff.
A memo from Canada.
Yeah, from Canada, all the way. You got here somehow. Wow. Probably through the St. Lawrence to come on the mail, the mail ship.
The mail boat, yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Ard says, I was traveling with some Canadians years ago. they told me of a game, it's in quotes, which I've been unable to corroborate on the internet. The game held during the winter months, cold winter months of Canada, consists of, so many of you have heard of this, consists of two sofas or large chairs with a pole balanced on top. Players straddle the pole whilst holding a bucket of water. Long winners. Long winners.
Long drunken winners.
Oh, long drunken. They attempt to scoot across the pole without spilling any water. So I guess it is called scoot. Scoot pole. Or scoot
it's
pole.
It's only played in the winter?
Primarily, I think, the summer things to do outside.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Scoot pole?
Not a once. Hockey. We have hockey. We play that in the winter.
Well, this doesn't appear to be hockey, though.
sure it's not a hockey stick they're balancing? It's a pole.
It could be. I suppose if they were looking for a pole, that'd be the one they'd likely find, I would think. Hockey pole. But that would kind of get you at the end, though.
Yeah. Uptick. That's an uptick at the end.
Okay, so anyone knows can call. Anyone here ever heard of this Canadian game? Anyone here from Canada? No, okay. Here's the actual memo sent in by actual listeners. And it's a jacket. Okay. The person in question here actually obtained this memo by going to a yard sale and buying a jacket in which one of the pockets this memo resided. So that's pretty cool. A found memo. It reads as follows. I think there are some issues that need to be addressed. When you have to use the restroom, just go. I really do not need to know every time you are going. I have a lot of issues with the fact that public reading material is going to the restroom with you and coming back. I think they mean and not coming back, but it says and coming back. If needed, I can explain where the problem lies and that I definitely do not want any of my personal reading items to be taken into a restroom at any time.
Well, I think they mean coming back.
Thank you. I am not going to be the office maid. I will not clean up after someone's personal messes and believe I am not expected to do so. With that said, I feel keeping a somewhat clean work environment is important to employees. Somewhat clean. It's okay. I would appreciate it if you would not help yourself to food items on my desk unless I have offered them to you. If you would rather I did not have these items at my desk, please let me know that. Several of these items are just common courtesy and respect. Having to send this email is not easy. I am in an awkward position. However, I do feel these items need to be addressed. As human beings, we are all different. I understand this. I certainly hope you let me know if there are things that I do that seem inappropriate or disrespectful. Thank you so much for that memo, and I'm sure it got some responses, is what I'm thinking. No, probably not.
To thine own self be true.
Yeah. This person has a few issues.
Yeah.
Probably should be not in a leadership position.
That's right.
I would think if you have that many issues. A followership. You'd be in a followership position. position. Where can they, if they, people want to write to us?
If they want to send such stellar memos, they send them to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org, subject line memos, or go to notmuch.com and find a way to post it there.
And if they still are using what
I'm
you call...
The right...
That was strange.
Yeah, that was not yet. if they're still using the mails...
If they're still using
address.
The mails, yes. The address is 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706, care of What Do You Know. Thanks for the memos. They can also tweet them to you 140 characters at a time if they so choose.
Yeah. Okay.